tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذِ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Give you a Zaf Badri channel. Welcome and مرحبا to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. Alhamdulillah, we come to you from Durban, South Africa. And in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the virtues of dua. Subhanallah, we are going to learn a lot of beneficial aspects with regards to making dua, the etiquettes, the manners of dua, the benefits of dua, together with that, some beautiful parables of making dua. Subhanallah. So stay around, inshallah, azza wa jal, for the rest of the episode, and we will learn a great deal, inshallah, azza wa jal. Let's first of all, since our today's topic is regarding making dua, inshallah azza wa jal, we should start with a beautiful dua which is composed by none other than the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmatur rahman. And he has composed this famous dua and munajat. He says,
Ya ilahi har jagah teri ata ka saath ho. Ya ilahi har jagah teri ata ka saath ho. Ya ilahi har jagah teri ata ka saath ho. Jab pade mushkil shahe mushkil kusha ka saath ho. Rabbana ya Rabbana 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 Ya ilahi bhool jao nazar ki takleef ko Ya ilahi bhool jao nazar ki takleef ko Ya ilahi bhool jao nazar ki takleef ko Shadi-e-didar-e-husn-e-mustafa ka saath ho Rabbana ya Rabbana Rabbana ya Rabbana Rabbana ya Rabbana Rabbana ya Rabbana Ya ilahi gor tira ki jabaye sakht raat Ya ilahi gor tira ki jabaye sakht raat Ya ilahi gor tira ki jabaye sakht raat Unke pyare muh ki subh hai jaan fiza ka saath ho Rabbana ya Rabbana Rabbana ya Rabbana Rabbana ya Rabbana Rabbana ya Rabbana
Alhamdulillah, here Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahman, he diverts our attention that whenever we make dua, we often make dua for the benefits of this dunya, of this world, but very seldom do we make dua for the hereafter. Whereas dua of the hereafter, that should take precedence. That we should begin with. That must be our focal point when we make dua. We shouldn't ask for a castle in this world, which is going to be temporary and it will crash down within a few years or a few hundred years, let's say, for example. But rather we should make dua to, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us an abode in paradise. Therefore,
when we make dua, we are taught to say, وَأَدْخِلْنَا الْجَنَّةَ دَارَ السَّلَامِ. The first step of our journey towards the hereafter, which is the death, and after that we're going to go to the qabr, the first home. And the first thing we are going to be asked about in the qabr, the first question with regarding the iman will be asked, who's your Lord? And the second question will be, what is your religion? The third question, what you used to say about this person? And they will point towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the first test. And when we enter the qabr, it will be dark, except that the darkness can be removed by the nur of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes. The love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we have inculcated this love in our hearts, we have instilled the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hearts, then that can truly help to illuminate the qabr. Sayyidi Allah says regarding that, he says that lahd mein ishq-e rukh-e shah ka daagh leke chale, andheri raat suni thi, chiraag leke chale. Subhanallah. That will be the noor and the light that can illuminate the qabr, the dark qabr. And the shair also says,
main qabr andheri mein ghabraunga jab tanha, main qabr andheri mein ghabraunga jab tanha, imdad meri karne aajana Rasulullah, roshan meri turbat ko lil lah zara karna, jab waqt naza aaye deedar ata karna, ae sabz gumbad wale manzoor dua karna, jab waqt naza aaye deedar ata karna.
Ameen bi jahin nabi ameen. Subhanallah. So we're reading this beautiful shair of this munajat of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, where he says, Ya Ilahi Gore Tira Ki Jab Aaye Sakht Raat Unke Pyare Muh Ki Subh Jaan Fiza Ka Saath Ho. Subhanallah. It is mentioned in one narration that a person will go into his qabr and it will be dark, and he'll find it hard to answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir, the two angels, when they will come in a very fierce state, and he'll find it difficult to answer the question. He'll see a man appear out of nowhere, wearing white clothes, and then he will help him answer those questions of Munkar and Nakir. Subhanallah. And then after the Munkar and Nakir will go away from the qabr, that person will ask, who are you and how are you here in my qabr? He will say, I am that noor that you have recited upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and today I have come to you and I have been appointed to help you throughout your difficulties, inshallah azza wa jal. That is the resolution of reciting salawat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's inshallah azza wa jal recite together. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And here Sayyidi Allah says, Ya ilahi gore tira ki jabaye sakhtrat. Gore is a Persian word, it means qabr, grave. Tira is dark. So, O Lord, when the difficult night of the dark grave comes, unke pyare muh ki subh jaan fiza ka saath ho. May the light of and the morning and dawn of the beloved face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be with us on that night. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. And then he says,
Ya ilahi jab pade mahshar mein shore daro gir, یا الہی جب پڑے محشر میں شور دارگیر، عمل دینے والے پیارے پیشوا کا ساتھ ہو، امن دینے والے پیارے پیشوا کا ساتھ ہو، ربنا یا ربنا، ربنا یا ربنا.
سبحان اللہ. ہی از ویل وی آر میکنگ دعا فار دی ہیئر آفٹر، اینڈ وی آر ٹیکنگ دا وسیلا ان دا میڈیم آف دا بیلوڈ رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فار دا ایز آف آور جرنی فرام دس ورلڈ ٹو دا نیکسٹ ورلڈ. اینڈ دین سیدی اعلی سے دا نیکسٹ ورس آف دس بیوٹیفل مناجات.
یا الہی جب زبانیں باہر آئے پیاس سے، یا الہی جب زبانیں باہر آئے پیاس سے، یا الہی جب زبانیں باہر آئے پیاس سے، صاحب کوثر شہ جود و عطا کا ساتھ ہو، صاحب کوثر شہ جود و عطا کا ساتھ ہو، ربنا یا ربنا، ربنا یا ربنا.
سبحان اللہ. وی آر ٹاٹ ٹو میک دعا ان دس مینر that on the day of judgment when we will be thirsty and everybody on that day it will be so hot, the sun will be at its close proximity, and at that point in time the thirst of everyone will be at a rise, everyone will be looking for to quench their thirst on that hot day. It will be unlike any other day. You haven't seen summer like that ever before. Right now, the sun is at such a long distance, millions of miles. But on the day of judgment, Allahu Akbar, it will be at such close proximity and the heat can be imagined. You can just imagine what will be the heat like. How thirsty will be. And there is only one door. You would get the water, subhanallah. That door is the door of the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that pond from which he will quench the thirst of his ummah will be the pond of Kawthar. The same Kawthar which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon him and which has been mentioned in the beautiful verse of the Holy Quran of Surah Al-Kawthar, the shortest surah of the Holy Quran. Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرُ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ. Allahu Akbar, the same Kawthar that appears here, mashallah. So yes, Sayyidi Allah says, Ya ilahi jab zabane bahar hai pyaas se. Oh Lord, when our tongues will come out to quench our thirst, sahibi Kawthar shahe judo ata ka saath ho. Oh Allah, bestow upon us the generosity and the generous nature of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his Kawthar, who is the king of generosity, subhanallah. And then he says, Ya ilahi naam-e amal jab khulne lage.
Ya ilahi naam-e amal jab khulne lage. یا الہی نام اعمال جب کھلنے لگے، عیب پوش خلق ستارے خطا کا ساتھ ہو.
Oh Lord, when our book of deeds will be opened, may the shade of that beloved Rasul صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم be with us, who will put a parda and put a veil on all our mistakes. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And he says, Ya ilahi jab chalu tariq rahe pul sirat.
Ya ilahi jab chalu tariq rahe pul sirat. Ya ilahi jab chalu tariq rahe pul sirat. Ya ilahi jab chalu tariq rahe pul sirat. Aftab-e Hashmi noorul huda ka saath ho.
Subhanallah. Ameen bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. O Lord, when I tread the dark path of Pul Sirat, that bridge of Sirat, what is the bridge of Sirat? What it will be like? It is built on top of hell, on top of Jahannam. And the nature of this bridge is that it's thinner than the strand of hay and sharper than the sword. And everybody will have to cross that bridge. And then he seeks the wasila of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, O Allah, on that day when we have to walk on the bridge of Sirat, may the light, because the bridge of Sirat will be dark, may the light of guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is Hashimi, the sun, subhanallah, the Hashimi sun, may that light of guidance be with us. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Subhanallah. And then he says,
Ya ilahi jo duaye nek hum tujhse kare, Ya ilahi jo duaye nek hum tujhse kare, Ya ilahi jo duaye nek hum tujhse kare, Qudsiyon ke lab se amira bana ka saath ho.
He says, O Allah, whatever virtuous du'as that we make, may it be such that the angels must say Ameen to our du'as. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Subhanallah. And then he says at the end, Ya ilahi jabraza khabe giran se sar uthaye, Daulate bedare ishq Mustafa ka saath ho. O Allah, when Raza, referring to himself, his pen name, when he raises his head from deep sleep, meaning after resurrection, the first sight should I be blessed with seeing is the subhanallah beautiful treasure of the beloved face of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, such love and devotion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this dua and this munajat on our behalf as well. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Dear viewers, we are discussing the virtues of dua. Dua is the essence of worship. Dua is such a weapon of the believer. When nothing works, we need to make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our duas. Should never underestimate the power of dua. It is because the power of duas, many have come out from the slumber of darkness and have seen the light, subhanallah. So if we find ourselves incapable of something, we know that there is a much greater power, subhanallah. The one who gives us the ability to breathe, the one who has given us, bestows upon us this life, the one who grants us sustenance, subhanallah. We need to raise our hands in the court of that merciful Lord. Allah Azza wa Jal encourages us in the glorious Quran that ask me for prayers, you know, ask me, make dua, supplicate to me, and I will answer your prayers. And Allah Azza wa Jal, numerous places in the Holy Quran, he teaches us to make dua. He encourages us to make dua. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua. Allahu Akbar. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would often make this dua. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab an-nar. Which includes the goodness of both the worlds. Subhanallah. The goodness of the world and the hereafter. And he would also make this dua quite often. Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O the one who turns the hearts, make my heart firm on your deen. Subhanallah. And there are many, many more sunnah du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that how should we make dua? He says that we should begin our dua with Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says that the dua is suspended between the earth and the heaven until Salat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is recited. He narrates, this is the narration of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He narrates this subhanallah, beautiful etiquette of making dua, the man of dua, subhanallah. So never ever forget to recite durood upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when we make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would also make du'a to be blessed with knowledge. Although he was the most knowledgeable creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he would say, Rabbi zidni ilma. Wallah, bestow knowledge upon me. Increase me in my knowledge, subhanallah. And this is the du'a of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in a hadith that afdalu zikri la ilaha illallah, the best zikr is la ilaha illallah, and wa afdalu du'ai alhamdulillah, and the best du'a is alhamdulillah. In Surah Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches the manner in which we should be making du'a. We should be begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It begins with the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the merciful names of Allah azza wa jal, and then our devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we say Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, and thereafter we make dua. We make a plea in the court of Allah azza wa jal, ihdina siratal mustaqim siratal ladhina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Subhanallah. This entire surah is a beautiful dua. You know, sometimes we try to memorize certain duas. Yes, perhaps you cannot think of any dua. We all, alhamdulillah, know Surah Fatiha because we have to read Surah Fatiha in every rakat of the salah. So we should read Surah Fatiha, inshallah, azza wa jalla. It is the dua of shifa as well. If you are making dua shifa for someone, it is encouraged to include the Surah Fatiha as our dua, inshallah, azza wa jal. Surah Fatiha is also known as Surah Ash-Shifa, and it is given that name in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have learnt a little bit about this beautiful surah of the Holy Quran, subhanallah, and how we can make it a means in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to beg for His mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever pious and nek du'as that we make, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. There are certain times of acceptance as well. We should not be quick to make any bad du'a for anyone. Perhaps, you know, sometimes you don't mean it when you curse someone and you make bad du'a. And you don't really mean it. But what if it the time of acceptance and that dua gets accepted? Be very careful. A Muslim should never make bad dua for another Muslim. This is not the way. Especially the parents' dua for their children, they are always accepted. So whenever you are with your parents, you are serving them, make sure we do justice to it, inshallah, azza wa jal, because once they make dua with all their heart, inshallah, azza wa jal, that dua will really benefit us. Look at the example of Sayyidina Bayezid al-Bustami, rahimahullah ta'ala. Look at the example of Sayyidina Ghosipak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, subhanallah. They had their mother's duas. Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions that the secret behind him becoming such a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is due to the duas of his beloved mother. Inshallah azza wa jal, we are going to indulge in its details after we go and listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we'll be back. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Taiba se lautna kisi aashik se poochhiye, Taiba se lautna kisi aashik se poochhiye, aisa lage ki rooh badan se guzar gayi, aisa lage ki rooh badan se guzar gayi.
Hum madine se Allah kyun aa gaye. قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی، دل وہیں رہ گیا، جان وہیں رہ گئی، خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی،
اللہ اللہ وہاں کا درود و سلام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا سجود و قیام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا درود و سلام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا سجود و قیام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا وہ کیف دوام، اللہ اللہ وہاں کا وہ کیف دوام، صلاتِ سکون آخری رہ گئی،
ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی،
جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی، جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی، جس جگہ سجدہ ریزی کی لذت ملی، جس جگہ ہر قدم ان کی رحمت ملی، جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر، جس جگہ نور رہتا ہے شام و سحر، فلک رہ گیا وہ زمین رہ گئی،
دل وہیں رہ گیا، جان وہیں رہ گئی، خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی،
پڑھ کے نصر من اللہ فتح قریب، جب ہوئے ہم روا سوئے کوئے حبیب، پڑھ کے نصر من اللہ فتح قریب، جب ہوئے ہم روا سوئے کوئے حبیب، برکتیں رحمتیں ساتھ چلنے لگی، برکتیں رحمتیں ساتھ چلنے لگی، بے بسی زندگی کی یہیں رہ گئی،
ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی،
یاد آتے ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، وہ سکون دل و جان و روح و نظر، یاد آتے
ہیں ہم کو وہ شام و سحر، وہ سکون دل و جان و روح و نظر، یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا، یہ انہی کا کرم ہے انہی کی عطا، ایک کیفیت دل نشین رہ گئی، دل وہی رہ گیا، جان وہی رہ گئی، خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی، زندگانی وہی کاش ہوتی بسر، کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر، زندگانی وہی کاش ہوتی بسر، کاش بہزاد آتے نہ ہم لوٹ کر، اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر، اور پوری ہوئی ہر تمنا مگر، یہ تمنا قلب حزین رہ گئی، ہم مدینے سے اللہ کیوں آ گئے، قلب حیران کی تسکین وہیں رہ گئی، دل وہیں رہ گیا، جان وہیں رہ گئی، خم اسی در پہ اپنی جبی رہ گئی۔
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم۔ سبحان اللہ، بیوٹیفل کلام۔ سیدنا علی رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ ہی نریٹس ود ریگارڈس ٹو دی دعا اینڈ اٹس ایکسیپٹنس، ہی سیز الدعاء محجوب عن اللہ تعالی حتی یصلی علی محمد و اہل بیتہ، دی دعا از ویلڈ انٹل دعا is the hijab from Allah Azza wa Jal until salat is not sent upon Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his blessed family. Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he says, O beloved, dua is a bird and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is its largest feather. So how can a bird fly without its main feathers? Subhanallah, subhanallah. When it comes to making dua, it is mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبُ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. And O dear Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when my bondmen question you concerning me, then surely I am close. I answer the prayer of the supplicant when he calls upon me. If the blessed days of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are studied, then we learn that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make different kinds of du'as as it was his routine. This blessed practice of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also to teach his ummah, for example, du'a at the time of entering home, du'a at the time of leaving the home, du'a at the time of sleeping, du'a after waking up, dua before eating a meal, dua after a meal, dua at the time of wearing clothes, dua at the time of applying oil, etc. These are the manners of duas that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left behind for us as a lesson for the ummah.
Not only did our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mention the importance of dua from time to time, but he sallallahu alaihi wasallam also encouraged us to remain busy in making dua day and night. Let's inshallah listen to some of the blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has stated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, nothing is better than dua before Allah azza wa jal. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has said that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, the person for whom the door of dua is opened, then the door of mercy is also open for him. Among the requests submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made in dua, the favorite one is about safety. The troubles which a person has suffered from and the troubles which have not come yet, only dua benefits in all of those situations. So we should take heed, and as the bondmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it compulsory upon ourselves to make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he has narrated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, should I not tell you of such a thing that will bring you protection against your enemy and increase your sustenance? Make dua to Allah azza wa jal day and night, because dua is the weapon of a believer. Subhanallah. Many virtues of making dua have been mentioned in the blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dua is highly effective when you want to get rid of troubles and difficulties. It also brings about an increase in sustenance. Dua is a source of protection from calamities. Dua is the weapon of a believer. A true believer can overcome great troubles and tough circumstances just by the power of du'as. Subhanallah. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَفْضَلُ عِبَادَةِ الدُّعَى. The best worship is du'a. Subhanallah. It is mentioned in the book Fazail du'a, and it is a book consisting of 326 pages. It is published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawat Islami, in order to learn about those manners which prove beneficial for the dua to be answered. This book is in fact the simple version of the book named Ahsan al-Wi'a li Adabi Dua, written by the father of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma Allama Naqi Ali Kha Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. This book contains virtues of dua, manners of dua, causes leading to answering of du'as, times when du'as are answered, places where du'as are answered, the significance of the blessed names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in du'as being answered, causes that create obstacles in du'a being answered, advantages of making du'a, and important questions and answers about du'a. It would not be wrong to say that this book is necessary to be in every home. Therefore, you should obtain this book today from the Maktabatul Madina, inshallah azza wa jal. Either you can purchase the hard copy or you can simply download it by visiting dawatislami.net, the website of Dawat Islami, and you can download it from there. Inshallah, we should now listen to some parables of the acceptance of du'as. Alhamdulillah, there are many parables. Part of the manners of du'a is that a person who makes dua should call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his beautiful names. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that Allah azza wa jal has appointed an angel upon his holy name, Arhamur Rahimeen. Whoever utters it three times, the angel calls out and asks, as Arhamur Rahimeen is paying attention to you. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Similarly, uttering Ya Rabbana five times is also very effective for the dua to be answered. After mentioning the blessed word five times in the Holy Quran, it has been stated, فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Translation from Kanzul Iman, so the Lord accepted their prayer. Subhanallah. It has been narrated by Imam Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala, that the person who utters Ya Rabbana five times at the time of helplessness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from the thing that he is scared of, and whatever he needs will be granted. Another manner of dua is that a good deed should be performed before making dua. Sayyidina Imam Jazri rahimahullah ta'ala has mentioned that adabu dua minha taqdimu amalin salih wa dhikruhu inda shiddah. To remember Allah Azza wa Jal in every difficulty and to perform a good deed before making dua are amongst the manners of dua, subhanAllah. When a person makes dua by using a wasila, a medium, like a good deed, he has sincerely performed in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah Azza wa Jal answers his dua for the sake of that wasila. Let's inshallah listen to a beautiful parable in which it is mentioned that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has stated that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the previous era, three men were traveling somewhere. It suddenly began to rain. In order to seek refuge, they entered a cave and spent the night there. When they entered the cave, a rock slid from the mountain and blocked the entrance of the cave. Having seen this, they said, there is only one way to get rid of this trouble, and that is to make dua by presenting the wasila of our good deeds in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of them said, O Allah, my parents, they were old, but I did not give my children and servants milk before serving my parents first. One day, I ended up very far away in search for wood. When I returned, I found that my parents had fallen asleep. I brought the milk for them, but I felt it was inappropriate to awaken them as I did not want to give milk to my family before my parents. So I spent the